Welcome to Seven Figure Dental Practice, a show that teaches you how to successfully build and thrive in a dental practice. Here's your host, Dr. Shaheen Safarian.
Thank you for joining us today. I'm Dr. Shaheen Safarian, and I'm really excited to introduce you to one of my most recent clients, Dr. Claudia Cortati. She actually has a practice here in the San Diego area as well, and I had the pleasure of meeting her last week. We had a great conversation over a couple hours at lunchtime. And it's interesting, as I have launched my program a few months ago, the joy for me is to meet all these different doctors and hear how every situation is different. But before I get any further into this discussion, Dr. Cortati, do you want to just introduce yourself, please?
Yes. Good morning, Dr. Safarian. Dr. Claudia Cortati. Live here in San Diego. So I've been in practice since 1998, North California, like a San Francisco area. And 2005, I moved to San Diego.
And Doc, you know, we talked about this a little bit during our lunch, but what was it that you felt like your practice was lacking? And, you know, what, as a business owner yourself, you know, what did you feel like you were missing that attracted you to the ad that I had on Facebook?
Well, the ad that you have Facebook, there was like the solo business owner, solo practitioner. And I say, you know, it's a very lonely profession if you don't get in contact with more people. And but that is the part that I'm tracked, that I was able to click and see yourself, what is Dr. Safarian had to say about it. And it's nice to hear different experience. And to say the truth, I see corporations that are growing, and I say we have to keep evolving. And so that was the part that I say, where are we going? In which direction we're moving?
You know, it's really interesting, Doc, because our profession is so dynamically changing, literally, you know, before our own very eyes, in a sense, to say that 2 years ago, 5 years ago, even 10 years ago, we just simply practiced so differently. And today there's so much more pressure on the private sector dentist to succeed and to stay dynamic. So I appreciate you kind of grabbing that during the video. Now, as you know, Doc, and many that are listening to this right now know that there is a 90-minute webinar that is kind of an introductory to the program. And we'll talk about the program in just a little bit. But for the people that are, you know, one of the biggest issues that I have with dentists, as you can appreciate, is we're all kind of skeptical, right? We're all kind of, you know, is this real? You know, is this something that's, going to be beneficial for me? So can you talk a little bit about the webinar and what you felt that was, what that meant to you and your practice?
Well, during the webinar, you know, it just, they flow through the process of your experience. And so, and everybody had their own experience. So when they become real and say, oh, I've been in your shoes, that is what I say, okay, I have something to talk with this doctor. And we all bought into, you know, a consultant, and they told them what to do. And if it doesn't work, it's our fault. So I think that's the part that everybody is skeptical, but it was easy for me to see myself in your shoes and I say, I've been there. So it become very real for me.
You know, Doc, it's interesting because accountability is something that's really important for me in my program. And my main goal is, as I mentioned to you in our meeting, is that I want to directly work one-on-one with doctors. Mm-hmm. My goal is to really dig in deep into what the practice is doing based on the vision and goals and personality of the owner, i.e. being, in your case, the dentist.
Yes.
And every situation, every business that I've talked to so far, the personality of the individual is first and foremost. And part of the reason why I believe that I have a good opportunity here is, one, I'm a dentist. Two, I'm a practicing dentist. And the third and most important probably is, like I said, I want to really get to know the owner. And that distinguishes me from just a standard consultant where I just come in with a bunch of books and handouts and say, okay, this is what you need to do. But what I found really interesting about Dr. Cortati, Doc, I hope you don't mind me sharing this.
Definitely.
But she's a single mom, and she's a very strong woman. She has to depend on herself. And I highly respect someone. You know, I have two little ones, and I have a wife that takes care of them. I couldn't imagine being in a situation where I have to take care of kids and run a business. And to have the success that Dr. Cortati is having, and being as dynamic as she is, and still realizing that there is more that she needs to do in order to stay ahead of the game. I applaud you for that, Doc. Not every doctor thinks like you. So that's wonderful that you have that personality and that strength.
Thank you, Dr. Vadim.
I'd like to talk a little bit about the modules. And obviously, you know, there was a certain connection that you felt during the webinar that kind of persuaded you to want to get involved with the program. Can you tell me what that was? What was the reason why you jumped on board and said, I need to kind of dig in a little deeper and see what this guy has to say?
There was mainly to have different specialties come into the office. Definitely I was agree with you during the webinar and say, you know, we refer a lot of things out. And to have it in-house, that is beneficial for you. It's beneficial for the patients. So, and you have a little more control. The patient doesn't get diluted. If I send somebody to have a root canal out, I had to wait until they come back. So you have more control what is going on in the patient's health. When it's in-house and it's a better service. And so they say, I like that. If I'm a patient, I want to have that. So I think that is what it clicked. And they say, I had to change my mind and how I'm going to visualize my office and what is the direction that is going. So I think that is the main thing.
So are you
advertising too.
Mm-hmm. Are you saying, Doc, that you're interested in going away from the single practitioner model that you currently have and want to expand into a more of a group, private group practice model?
Definitely. Yes.
And why do you feel that that's something that you need to do?
It always was in the back of my mind because it makes sense. Like you say, I'm from Argentina. I grew up there. So I was practicing dentistry like that there. When I moved to California, I find out that, you know, the oral surgeon, they want to be in their office and they don't want to go to the general doctor because they don't get referrals. So when I was in the Bay Area, I couldn't put things together, but it always makes sense. So I think now people that are evolving, you say, you know, the people that are getting out of the schools or they're being practicing and they don't want to get in the hassle to have employees and manage the office. So they're willing to go to office. So I think the mind of the doctors is changing and the mind of the patients, they don't want to go to a lot of places to get fixed.
You know, it's interesting because I know that there's doctors listening to this conversation saying, I want to continue to have the single practitioner model. And there are doctors that are listening saying, I want to get involved with a group practice just like you do. Mm-hmm. One of the things that I talk about in my program, if I can give a little bit away of my program here, is the concept of leverage. And, you know, for example, in my practice, I don't do root canals. Mm-hmm. And I have an endodontist who comes in and does the root canals. Well, as a general dentist, if I do root canals at, let's say, Delta Dental for a molar endo, $650, $700. As a general dentist, that's what my contracted fees are. Well, if I bring an endodontist in and he has an in-network fee schedule with Delta Dental, that's about $1,350. So now if I still give them 50%, I'm still making the same money that I would have made if I was actually going to do the root canal myself. And as a GP, usually it will be about 60 to 90 minutes of my time to do the root canal and a molar tooth. And on top of, what if I miss the MB2, right? So the liability of tooth number 3 and 14, for example, also is on my shoulder. So with that said, I take that 60 to 90 minutes away and I leverage myself to do other procedures that I like more. For example, maybe cosmetic dentistry or orthodontics or what have you. So the concept of leverage is something that's really important. And Dr. Cortati's bringing this issue up of saying, I want to get involved with group practice because I want to leverage myself. Is that not correct, Doc?
Correct. This definitely is correct.
And Doc, so now let's say in your ideal situation, you now have what you want. What would that be? What is the vision of where you want to see yourself in 2 or 3 years?
And my office is small. I have 3 operatories. And so I like to have it all open Monday through Saturday. So I offer appointments for the patients on the weekend. And to have a space for at least another, could be GP and probably oral surgeon. I do a lot of implants and I refer a lot of the wisdom teeth. But, you know, I've been doing implant for a long time, so it doesn't scare me. But I like the idea to work with the oral surgeon in cases that are a little more complex.
Do you feel that that's the number one referral out of your practice?
That and root canals.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So, you know, and you know, to create that direction or that guidance, and Dr. Cortati and I are going to continue to work together here moving forward, but that's the direction. So you have to try to create and establish an environment that not only you're able to provide patients to your oral surgeon or endodontist in this case, but also create an avenue where patients are calling your office and specifically looking for those types of services. So one, they're coming from your patient pool, and the other is that you're actually getting the community to call in specifically asking for those services. Doc, before we end the call, is there anything that you want to say to the hesitant dentist that, you know, doesn't believe that the webinar will help them or doesn't believe that the educational program will help them and their business and ultimately their families moving forward? What can you tell them regarding the program and their involvement?
I think I was, my thinking is the same like them. I just been burned before. So when I watched the webinar, so they click a lot of ideas and the educational programs, when I jump into that, that is a wonderful guy that they keep me on check. So right away, I start making changes in what I do, you know, in the business part of my practice. I change my vision. I see myself doing something, and I start contact the pieces that I need to put together to start moving in that direction. So that is like an instruction book, and they give me direction in what I want to do. Because they have an amazing amount of information that everybody can use.
Dr. Cortati, I want to really highly thank you for your time today. I know you have a very busy day today, and I appreciate you taking a few minutes out of your schedule to spend time with us and share your story. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Dr. Safarian.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to Seven Figure Dental Practice. Don't forget to subscribe and tune in to the next episode.